Masche mit Reis. Jetzt Rabbi Yehuda. Es war heute kein Rabbonon und Rabbi Yehuda. Es ist wenn der Minne becomes Botlona. So according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda, so Minne becomes Botlona mit Reis im Rom. But mit Rabbonon require Shishi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so Minne mit Reis Asas in the Masche. Minne Asas even the Masche. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? So he learns it out from the posik in Achrimeis, where the Torah says that the king Godel and Makipurim has to mix the dama por with the dama soil. So, and it's yodua that the dama por is merupe mit dama soil. Still, the identity of the dama soil is not lost in the rov, in the major portion of the dama por. It's not lost. It doesn't become one. Why doesn't it become bottle? The answer is because dama por and dama soyer, they're both dam, blood. So mele, it's mimbi mine. Mimbi mine does not become bottle. And what the rabbanon say mimbi mine does become bottle, but the Torah says that he has to mix the dama por with dama soyer, and the identity of the dama soyer is not lost in the dama por. So it's a special halacha according to Rabbanon that Eilin libatle. There is no bitla of Eilo. I mean the par that the King Godly is makriv on Yom Kippurim is an Eilo, and the soya that is makriv is an Eilo. So the Meilo Eilin libat, but it is but min b'mine is but. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mine is not but mid raisi. It asas b'mash. Now so but min shaloi b'mine asas only if there is a tam. But if there is a shishin, if there he doesn't give it up, so then he doesn't asa. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gemara says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, suppose you there will be taruves of min b'minei and shaloi b'minei. In other words, let's say there will be nivelo and shchuto, nivelo, boso nivelo and shchuto, and there will be also reitev, let's say. Suppose it's mixed up. Usually, I mean, you couldn't have it arubes of reitev and boso, but suppose that the boso is so minute, such small pieces, and the reitev is thick, so mainly they could be mixed up. So if you have, let's say, it arubes of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, boso nivele, boso nevele and boso shchuto and reitev heter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you just have it aruves of boso nevele and boso shchuto, so it becomes oser even if you have shishim, even if you have 1,000 measures of shchuto neged one measure of nevele. So it tassas b'mash midraise, it's oser. But suppose you have in the taruves not just basa nevelo and basa shchuto, you have basa nevelo and basa shchuto, and you also have reit heta. So Rabbi Yehuda is made that it becomes bot. Why? Because rain is minei ki reinei, so mimele the nevelo becomes bottle. So we ignore the nevelo. So we ignore the fact that there is shchuto. We ignore the fact that there is shchuto. So since there is shishim in the reitev, neged the boson nevelo, there are 60 measures of heter in the reitev, neged the boson nevelo, so mimele the boson nevelo becomes bottle in the reitev, if it's miurev. You have to remember, in the usual situation, you couldn't have it aruves of boso with reitev, because reitev is a liquid, and boso is a solid, so you can recognize, you can identify one from the other. But suppose the boso is very thin, and the reitev is thick, it's a solidified reitev, and it can be miurev, it's frozen reitev, and it can be mixed up with the boso is mixed up, and you cannot recognize, you cannot distinguish with the naked eye. the bottle of rain. So then Rabbi Yehuda says that it becomes bottle. But because rain is minei kelein, so we ignore the existence of the bosa shchuto. We ignore it. Suppose you didn't have the bosa shchuto, and you just had one measure, one kazais of nevelo, and 60 gzeisim of rain. Head. So then the kazais of nevelo would lose its identity, would become bottle. So now that you have a number of gzeisim of shchuto as well, so it doesn't change the picture in any way. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda says, that in case that even though according to Rabbi Yehuda min b'minei does not hasa b'mashu, I mean min b'minei hasa b'mashu, there is no pittle, but so if you have, let's say, a kazayis of nevelo together mixed up with 60 gzeisim of shchuto, there is no pittle. Even 1,000 gzeisim of shchuto, there is no pittle, because min b'minei hasa b'mashu. But if you have, let's say, reitev of heter, reitev of shchuto, and there are 60 measures in the reitev, neged the kazayis of nevelo, so even though you have bosa shchuto also, but it doesn't harm the presence of the shchuto, because rein is a heter es minei kleinei v'sheini minei rob all of vat. This the Gemara says. So the Rashba applies the same logic to the converse. Now we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So min b'minei becomes bottle midraise b'rov, and midrabonon it requires shishi. Min shaloi b'minei requires shishim. In other words, shouldn't be a tam. So we presume if there is shishim, so then that there is no tam. So min shaloi b'minei requires shishim midraise, and rov not. So in the case, Rav is not enough, Midraise is not enough. So suppose in Nisari, B'minei v'sheine minei, v'nishpach, b'in b'nyan sheinichin l'amid olof nisharei, and we know one thing, that the minei had Rav. There was a taruves of ikazayis, of nevelo, with a number of gzeisim, of shchuto, so there is certainly Rav, and a substantial quantity of reitev, of heter. And it was nishpach. So we cannot determine as to whether the reitev at 60 measures neged the kazayis of nevelo. But we certainly know that there was rov, there were a few gzeisim of shchut neged the one kazayis of nevelo. And it was nishpach. So reine sheine minei kleine. So then we ignore the fact that there is reitev of heter. Let's say, suppose there wouldn't be reitev. So mimele, it would become bottle. Biro, midraise. Now that we have reitev, so we say the presence of the reitev in the taruves does not interfere with the loss of identity of the kazayis nevelo in the rov of the shruto. So mimele, the nevelo is nepach leheter. Once the nevelo midraise, so we say mid, so it's nepach leheter. Even though we are not sure as to whether it was nepach leheter midrabonon, because midrabonon, so mimbimine also requires shishim, and we only know that there was a rov in the shchuto neged the nevelo, but as to whether there was shishim, that we don't know. But we say since midraise there is certainly big. So the kazayis nevelo became bottle in the rov gzeisim of the shchuto. So midraise there is bittle, and there is a possibility that there was shishim also. There is a shishim also. So even though there is a sofik, so it's test. So sveikin rabon lekule, and it's muta. So everything is muta. This is a Rashba and the Mechaba passes, but the Mashal is chilik on this thing. The Mashal says, we cannot apply the same logic of the Gemara to the converse of the case of the Gemara. The Gemara, when the Gemara is reference to the case where min b'minei was when there is a taruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, and the code alim the Rabbi Yehuda that min b'minei asas b'mash, but min shaloi b'minei becomes bottle b'shishim. So the Gemara says, if there is if there is, let's say, a taguves of min b'minei min shaloi b'minei, and there is shishim in the minei of eka, there is shishim neged the minei of isa. If the eine minei of heter has shishim neged the minei neged the isa, so then rein minei kleine. So then we ignore the existence of the neveil, of the kazayis neveil, we ignore the existence of the shchuta, because the kazayis neveil certainly becomes bottle, loses its identity in the shishim of the reitev. So there we understand this lomdes. Mashein can hear, because there it's not a question of tam, it's only a question that mini asas b'mashu. But since we also have it aruves of min shaloi b'minei, so mimele, the nevele becomes bottle in the shishim of the isa, and I'm sorry, in the shishim of the heter, of the heter. So then it cannot aser the minei de shchuto. How can it aser? Because there is no isa, because the identity of the isa of the nevele is lost in the heter. So once the identity of the nevela, of the kazayis nevela, is lost in the reitev, it cannot aser the shchut. Mashenkin here, when we have it aruves of min b'minei and min shaloi b'minei, true, we know that there is rov in the shchut or neged the nevela. But how can we say that midraise it becomes everything becomes muta? How can we say that it becomes muter? After all, there is a possibility that the nevelo gave a tam nevelo in the reitev. So how can we say reines a reitev kilene? It gave a tam. So the mashal is chelik on the Rashi. All right, but the mechaba paskus like the Rashi. All right, now then he says b'med v'orim amurim kishenishkach avol. So as long as we are sure that there is no chshoshe deraise, so as far as the rabbonon is concerned, so we are till hok zek the rabbonon likule avol isa she nisari beheter vihu lifoneinu v'yef shalamid al yishure. In other words, because the people who are around don't know how to measure, they don't know how to measure, so then we don't say we are till hok, because that's a sophic shaiti. In other words, zek the rabbonon likule does not mean that if a person doesn't know any aloche, but he knows one thing, there is no isa deraisi. So in other words, he can do it. That's not called tzvike d'rabonon. That's dasheti. That's when is it considered tzvike d'rabonon likule in the case where it was spilled? So in other words, neither he knows nor somebody else who is more knowledgeable knows. Masha'in came in the case of isa shenisarev beheter avivu, except the person doesn't know how to measure. He doesn't know. He has no scale, so he cannot weigh. He cannot measure. So that's called dasheitim. It's not a sveikin rabbonon. So we cannot be tailed off. So dasheitim in a club. Alright. Now let's see the Ramo. In the Sarif in Silpes. In the Sarif min bimine. Vinishpar binyan shenichelim v'amid olof lishari. אם נדע שהוא ירו בהתר, so הוא מותר. ואם לא נדע שהוא ירו בהתר, so he's awesome. So he's awesome. So the Ramo says, הוא ימין במיני, אז לינם בוסר שמו, אם הוא שווה במין במיני, אבל הוא יעז לינם בוסר טיימה, אם הוא שווה או לא, ביסיוסף שמו אוגו, וכן ואגו ישר ידעו עשינו המתס. Now, that is based upon the Gemara in Avrizoret of Samech Vov, a machleket between Abaye and Rove. So whether we go bas taime or we go bas shmo after the name. Now the halacha is that yayin esech min b'minei asas b'mash. That's the rabbanon. The raise yayin esech is not more chomer than any other isah. So min b'minei becomes bat berov. Min shaloi b'minei b'shishim b'dei sitam. So shishim, if there is shishim, so we presume that there is no tam. So that's midraise. But midrabono mishum chumre da'avid izore. So the halacha is that yainesach asas min b'minei asas b'mashu min shaloi b'minei if yainesach. Let's say yainesach was nisarev with water. So if there is 60 measures in the water, neged the one measure of yainesach, so then it's mutar b'minei. So min b'minei yainesach asas b'mashu does not become potel b'chol. Min shaloi b'minei yainesach is b'shishim b'nei sinta. So the Gemara says that Samach Rov on the first line, Chamra tike be'anve. Suppose you have itaruves of grapes and old wine, and it's mixed up. Usually, you don't have they cannot be nisarev. But suppose it is nisarev, or suppose they were cooked together. So anyway, there was belia, so the fact that you can recognize the one from the other doesn't mean anything because the anovim was belia from the yain was belia from the anovim. In other words, suppose you have itaruves of old wine and anovim and grapes. So the vehati obinei sinta. Why? Because first of all, old wine and grapes represent different tastes, different times. If you eat a grape, so you feel one kind of a taste. If you drink old wine, you feel a different taste altogether. So it's different timing and it's different names, because one is called wine and one is called grapes. So Bein Abaye Bein Rove, so he say that if there is a taruves of old wine and grapes, so we require shish. In other words, nisinta. So as long as the yainesach can give a tam in the grapes, so the grapes become osa. So, and the grapes become osa because they have different timing, different shapes. The Shaila is, the Machlek with Rabbi and Rov is in regard to Itaruves of Chamre Chadete, new wine, Be'amre, with grapes. So they both have the same time. When you eat grapes, so you feel a certain taste. And when you drink new wine, you feel the same taste as of grapes. So suppose you have Itaruves of new wine and grapes, Abayom Abimash. So in other words, if the new wine, let's say, was Yainesach, and that was Nisari, with Anovim, so Mimele, itasas bimash. Virove Omar, why? Virove Omar bnei Sinta. Abai Omar bimashu, was a time asli. Idevide chataymeu. The havelay min bimine. Umin bimine bimashu. So Abaye says that if new wine was nisarev with grapes, so even though you have 60 measures in the grapes, neged the new wine, the yain esach, so the grapes, it become osa, because it asas bimash. Why? Because it's mimimine, and yain esach asas bimash, but mimimine. Why is it mimimine? Because the criterion whereby we determine as to whether two items are considered to be one min or two minim is the tam. If the two items have different timing, then they are considered min shaloi minim. If the two articles happen to have different timing, then they are considered min shaloi minim. In view of the fact that new wine and grapes have the same tam, even though they have different chains, one is called wine and the other one is called grapes, so they are considered as min b'minei. And what when the chachomim were misakein that yainesach min b'minei asas b'mashu, so here too the yainesach b'mashu asas the grapes. So in other words, if let's say a little bit of wine of yainesach fell into grapes, so then all the grapes become osir, because it's min b'minei, it asas b'mash. Abai hob mo ma mashu bas tay mazlim. Ide li de khatay mo. Da ble min bi minay, u min bi minay bi mash. Vi rova ma bi nay sin tam. We require shishi. Bas a shmo azlim on. Ba hay shmo le khud, ba hay shmo le khud. One is called grapes and one is called wine. Ve havli min bi shene minay, u min bi shene minay bi nay sin tam. So only if the yai neser gives a tam in the grapes, then it's osa. But suppose there are 60 measures in the grapes, nega the yai neser that fell into it, so mimele doesn't give a tam, so mimele it's muta, so the grapes are muta. Now that's one instance where there is a machlekes. Where the machlekes? Alright, now. Now then, further down, so the Gemara says, Chale de Chamre, v'chale de Shikre, Chmira de Chite, u'chmira de Sare. Suppose you have a taruves of wine vinegar and beer vinegar, or wheat leaven and barley leaven, abayo omar, so in other words you have a taruves of two kinds of vinegar, wine vinegar and beer vinegar. They have different timing. But both are called vinegar. I mean, wine vinegar is called vinegar, and beer vinegar is called vinegar. So timing are different, but the shemes are the same. Just the reverse of the previous case. The previous case, chamre chadete beinve. So the timing are the same, and the names are different. Here, both the names are the same. Both are called vinegar. But different time, it tastes different. So chamre, chale de chamre, v'chale de shikre, chmira de chite v'chmira de sar, de sere. Abayu amar b'nei sintar. Why? So it was a time asling. So the wine vinegar tastes differently than beer vinegar. So it was a time asling. Why time lechut? Why time lechut? V'havelei min b'sheine minei. So it's min b'sheine minei. And mimishene minei b'nei sinta. So if let's say the beer vinegar has 60 measures, neged. The wine vinegar, so the beer vinegar is muta. Rove omar b'mashu. Even if the beer vinegar has 60 measures and even 1,000 measures, neged wine vinegar that is yain eser. So it's still oser. Why b'sa shmo azlinon? Why chale mikre? Wine vinegar is called vinegar. Why chale mikre? And beer vinegar is called vinegar. Why chmire mikre? The wheat leaven is called chmire. Why? And the barley leaven is called chmire. V'havelei min b'minei. V'chol min b'minei is b'mashu. So we pass like rove. Now there is that b'sashmo hazlin. But the Gemara has reference. What kind of examples does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mentions yain eser. So the halacha is mid rabbonon, yain eser has a chumre that the taruves of yain eser min b'minei. Let's say yain eser wine, if it's mixed up, is nisari with kosher wine, so not yain eser. So the halacha is that even b'mashu the kosher wine becomes osa. Even if you have shishi in the kosher wine, neged the one measure of yain eser, so it asks. So the Gemara mentions the machleke between Abai and Roves, whether it was a time aslinon, was a shmo aslinon, in respect to Yai Nesach, where mid Rabbonon min b'minei asas b'mash. All right, asas b'mash. Now the Ramor here, he doesn't deal here with Yai Nesach. Here he deals with kol atirei kule. So with kol atirei kule, so the halacha is that min b'minei. Requires shishim only midrabon. Min shaloi b'minei requires shishim midrais because it doesn't listen to. So he says, "Linyan min b'minei as linan b'sashmo imu shove have min b'minei. Avoloi as linan b'sataime imu shove uloi. Mishove uloi. So the shach is masik and v'sramo. He says it doesn't even make sense." Says, So mid rabbonon, yain eser hasas b'mashu by min shaloi b'minei nat. So we can understand the day of Rove, and we pass like Rove. That b'sashmo hazlinon, Because after all, we are dealing here with a case where there is shishim. Because if there is no shishim, so it doesn't make any difference. Masa time has been on, masa shmo has been on. Without shishim, so memonev shachitzos. So we are dealing with the case of chamre atike be amin chamre chadete being there, and there is shishim. In other words, there was a taruves of new wine, yainesach, new yainesach wine, and anovim, grapes. And there is shishim in the grapes, neged, the one measure of the yainesach. So there is shishim. So there is no shail in the raisin. There is no shail in the raisin, because if there is shishim, so whether it's miminei, whether it's minshavoy miminei, it doesn't make a difference, it's muter. So the yainesa becomes bottle. The yainesa becomes bottle in the grapes. But there is a shail in the rabon, because min biminei, yainesach, even if there is shishim asas. Minshavoy miminei, if there is shishim, it doesn't asa. So maybe Rove says, in view of the fact that it's different names. One is called wine and one is called grapes. So mele is considered mimimine. So even though there is shishi, so there is no tam of yainesach in the grapes, but was a shmo aslino. So mimele he becomes us. Mashein can hear where it's a question in regard to the rice. Min shaloi bimine. So even if there is rov in the heter, so it's also as long as it gives a tam. And since it's nishpach, so we don't know. So the iser might give a tam in the heter. We don't know. If there is no shishim, how can we determine? It's spilled out. So there is a possibility that the iser gave a tam of iser in the heter. So the Rambam says no, but if the Iser and the Eter have the same name, they have the same name. So then, if it's spilled, so it's muter, because there is no chashash deraisa. And as far as the Rabbon is concerned, so we are till local. Why isn't there chashash deraisa? There is definitely sveke deraisa, because the Rambam says that even though the timing are different, but the name, they have the same name. And if we are sure that there is rov in the heter neged the iser, so then we can be tell the hokel that there is no tam. But how can we be tell the hokel? Suppose there is a tam. So then it's tam kinikar is the raise. So what if they both have the same name? Who cares whether they have the same name or they have different names? It's not even a question of mimimine or minshaloi mimine. It's a question of tam. Now, bidaloch is tam kikya. So why do we say that mimimine is bottle of? Because if it's mimimine, boss of shruta and boss of nevelo, so they both have the same timing, so there couldn't be a possibility of tam. They both have the same tam. How could a nevele? If one kazayis of nevele was nisari, was evenly distributed in two gzeisim of shruta, so bidaloch is bottle of? How could it be also on the base of tam kikya? The nevele has the same tam as the shchuto. So mainly there couldn't be any Yisrael Raisi. Mashainkin in this case, where the timing are different, so then, but both have the same name. So the Rambam says, if it's established that the heter is rov neged Yisrael, but we don't know whether the heter is shishim neged Yisrael, and it's spilled, so mainly it's muter, because Atil Elokim, why here there is a speaking Raisi? Maybe the Yisrael, the gave a tam Yisrael in the heter. So true that the Yisrael and the Heter have the same name. Both have the same name. Suppose, let's say, Chilev and Bosor. Now we see that Chilev and Bosor is Min Shaloi Bimini. So suppose in Roshim the Yodom, Chilev is called Bosor. And it might very well be, I mean, that today, even the Chilev part of the Behemoth is also called Bosor. So it has the same name. So let's say, so if there is a tarubes of chilev and bosor, so according to the psak of the Rambam, and let's assume that the chilev in Loshen Yodom, so chilev is also called meat, and meat is called meat. So memele, so since, it's established that there is rov in the bosor, neged the chilev, but it was spilled. I mean, let's say it's liquid chilev. The bosor was liquefied, and the chilev was liquefied, so it spilled. So, and we don't know whether the bosor had 60 measures neged the one measure of chilev. But we are sure that it at least had Rov, that the Posor had Rov Neged Achilev. So there are more Paskins in such a case, even though they have different timing, but since in Moshe Leodom, the Chilev is called Bosor, and the Bosor is called Bosor, so Mimele it's considered Mimiminei, and Mimiminei the halacha is that if it's established that there is Rov and it's built, so it's Muta. So the Asogi of the Shach against the Ramoy is, how can we be Taylor the Hokeil? But see, maybe the Chilev gave it Tam Chilev in the Bosor. So maybe the Bosor is also in the Raise. So what if they have the same name? Chilev is called Bosor, and Bosor is called Bosor. But it's not a question of min b'minei, min shaloi b'minei. The halacha is tam kikya. Suppose you can visualize a case where it's taruves min b'minei, but somehow the minei of Iser managed to give a tam Iser in the head. If they have different timing, so it manages to give a tam Iser in the head. So we'll apply the halacha of tam kikya. So mimele, this concept that Bosashua's linen doesn't even make sense in such a case. It makes sense in regard to Yaines. So Bein Min Biminei, Bein Min Shaloi Biminei require Lechola Pocheshish. And but Mid Rabbonon there is it's more than Shishim. It has been Mashu Biminei. Min Shaloi Biminei not. So there is a question, is it Min Biminei or Min Shaloi Biminei? So maybe Rabbi says that Chamre Chadite, new wine, and grapes, so since they have different names, even though they have the same time, so it's considered min shaloi b'minei, so memele that the rabbono of asering b'mashu has no application. Mashenk in here, where it's a question of time, so if they have different timing, so even though the shem is the same, let's say chilev and bosor, suppose they have the same shem, so, but they have different timing. So, how can we be making in case where it's spilled by being tailored that there was shishim 60 measures in the boso neged achilev? Maybe there wasn't. So, maybe the achilev gave it tam achilev in the boso. So it's also the raise. So, what if they have the same name? It's not an inyan. It's not a question of min. It's an inyan of tam. But when it's the same tam, so then there is no tam. You see. But in this case, with the different timing, so it certainly should ask. So, Memele, the Shach is Chilik on the Pesach of the Rambam. The Shach is Chilik on the Pesach of the Rambam. Now, if you, and this is a very strong asoge against the Rambam, it doesn't even make sense. Now, so you turn, at the end, there is a Daf Achrein of the Taz. You see, the Taz and the Shach wrote their Perushim at the same time, Mamish at the same time. Then, when the Taz was published, so the Shach so wrote this, the Nikudes HaKesef, as a soge on the Torizov, and but the Taz, so the Shach wrote on every simen, he wrote a soges, but the Taz did not write any a soges on the Sifzikeyen, but certain a soges he wrote in the Daf Achre. There's a Daf Achre, and you see at the end, it's on page 532, I suppose it's the same way. The Dav Achre, the Turizov, Simen Tzadik Ches. So that was written after the Taz saw the published Sefer of the Shach, of the Sifzikeyen. So he explains the Ramo. The Ramo, he says the Ramo is not difficult. He says, Ulinyan bis at the bottom paragraph, the second column, Dav Achre la Turizov, bis Simen Tzadik Ches, Siv Beis, Ulinyan min b'minei, az linam bos ha-shmo. Hikshah Ramo, the Lomo Yeh Nechshav Limim B'minei, Ubatul B'rov Ma'atele, Hokim Shein Atam Shoveh, Havul Nisim Tam Zebazeh. That's the essence of the Shach, of what the Shach says in Sivov. That's the essence. So he says, Hikshah Ramo, the Lomo Yeh Nechshav Limim B'minei, Ubatul B'rov Ma'atele. In other words, let's say, that Chilev in Loshin Leodom, Chilev is called Mosah. That's very likely, I mean, that Chilev is called Mosah. So it has the same shem. So according to Psak of the Ramo, if that is the case, that people call Chilev also Bosor, and if there is Taruves of Chilev and Bosor, and it's established that there is at least rov in the posa neged achilev, even though it's not established as to whether there is shishim in the posa neged achilev, and if it's spilled, so we are telling the hokel why, but it has a different time, so maybe the chilev give it time, chilev the posa, so the posa was adam the raise. So how can Ramo say that we are allowed to eat the posa? That's the kash. Kibush in matam shove, abu nisim tam ze beze, v'lu ikash emide. Dehim sovru, mashikosef Ramo. שאין טעם שווה, היינה שזה מר וזה מוסיק, הוא יקייץ בזה, טעם עם הפוך, והנה המסכן. אלא דרובה והבאי פליגה בפרי בסרד אבל יזור את הסמך ואוב, לעין ובחמר אחד את זה. גרייפס, and new wine, דבאי הספיר עלי מין למיני, הווה לי הנסך. Why? Because בסה טעם is linon, in view of the fact that new wine and grapes have the same טעם. So מילא, it's מין במיני, so מילא תעסס במשהו. ומשהו במיני קיב נחתאי ניסלי, ורוב הסביר לה ידעה במין בשאין המיני, קיב שיש לכל החודשים בפני עצמי. על כל כוכב העדים בני סנטם כשו איסו. ואוי תקליגה בחלה דחמרה וחלה דשיקרי. So, דחלה דחמרה וחלה דשיקרי. ורוב אהה במין במיני, because both are called vinegar, קיב נשאים אחד להם, ולבאי אהה ואין המיני, קיב נחלוקים בטעם. וקיימו הם כרוב את דוסל בסה שמו, והיינה דבדו עניין עשר חיי יצא בהם דיבי משהו בדעס בינון בשר השם ולעשר אפילו אם אתה מהפוך עם ממש ואם יש להם שני שמס אז נלויקו לדעה בבני סנטם so the Rata says as follows he says of course that he concedes to the Shach that if you have two items two articles it are rubes of two articles that have opposite timing one has a bitter time and one has a sweet time and one has a sweet time so then even Rove will agree even Rove will agree that vis-a-vis collateral kule not vis-a-vis Ainesach or it's Negei only Rabon but vis-a-vis collateral kule so even though they both have the same shem but in view of the fact that they have opposite timing one is bitter and one is sweet so then it is still so it will be considered it lasser so we'll apply the halacha of tam kikya for example let's say you have bitter emmons and you have sweet emmons suppose both are called emmons but one is bitter and one is sweet and the opposite time suppose you have let's say the bitter emmon happens to be heter, not all and not trumo, and the other, and not klayakerem, and the other element happens to be iser, trumo, role, or klayakerem, whatever it is. So, but they both have the same shem. They both have the same shem, but they have different timing, opposite timing. Opposite timing. One is bitter and one is sweet. So then, even Rove will be made it, that in spite of the fact that they both have the same name, both are called Emmons, but since they have time in Avochim, so Mele it will be considered Min Shaloi B'Minei, and if there is no Shishim, it will be also Midrais, in spite of the fact that there is Rov. But, so in such a case, Rove's Saloche, that was Hashmo Aslinen, will have no application to collateral Kulei. Vis-a-vis Yai Nesach, so it will have application even in regard to time afochi, but not vis-a-vis collateral Kulei. So when does Rove's Saloche of was Hashmo Aslinen have application to collateral Kulei if the timing are different, but not afochi. Both are sweet, both are bitter, but one is sweeter, one is more sweet than the other. One is more bitter than the other. So in such a case, if you'll have, let's say, both emmons are sweet emmons, but some emmons that are sweet are sweeter and some are less sweet. So in such a case, if they are considered to have one name, so then, according to Rove, it's considered Mimbimine, and it will not be Osamid Raisi, because it's Mimbimine. if they have one name. And according to Abaye, it will be Osamed Raisa. Now let's see, let's follow up. It's a very strange task. He says, וקיימון כי רובד אוסו בוסה שמו ואני לבד אוי יאי נסך וחיי צבאית ממשו ודא יזלינו בוסר השם ולסר אפילו אם עתיימי הפוך יהיה ממש ואם יש להם שני שמס אז לינו ליקום את ההבם ניסנטם ולכי לקושי מה שייך ניסנטם בחמר אחד לתבין so we have a מחלט בצה הבאי נרובי הבאי יש בוסה טיימי אז לינו and since they have the same time grapes and new wine So Mimele, it's considered like Mimbi Minei. So even if the Lishishim, even if the Lishishim, so it's Osar, it asks me Mash. And Rove says, no. Rose says, Bosa Shmo Azlino. So Rove says, use the Loshin, Chamre Chadet Bim, Vabayom, Mash, Rove, Neisen Tam. So Rove says, Neisen Tam. Rove, Neisen Tam, Bosa Shmo Azlino. והי שמו לחוד, והי שמו לחוד, והבו להם מין בשני מיני, ומין בשני מיני בני סנטם. So we require שישי. So the question is, so what does it mean? So what does it mean, בני סנטם? Is they have the same time? They have the same time. ולכיר לקושי, מה שייך לי סנטם בחמר אחד את הבין בי? הוהב לי חתיימי, דמיתם זה חושב הבאי במיני. אלו, על כל החצורך לימה, דאלקולפונים יש להם קצת שינו כאשר נוראים באמס אלא דאבי אלוהי יחפש לי בעי הפרש מיד כיוון דאלקולפונים בעיקר הטעם עם שווי ולרובי אז לינון בוסר הפרש ההוא ואיסה בניסן טעם כיוון דאבי אלוהי כאינו מיני מחמסחיל כשם So it doesn't mean that new wine and grapes ממש have the identical 100% identical טעם So then how could רובי say בניסן טעם? He doesn't even use the expression shishi. He uses the expression when he's done. In other words, if the wine, the new wine, which is Yai Nesach, gave a tam in the grapes, so then the grapes become osa. But if the new wine is of such minimal quantity that he didn't even give a tam in the grapes, then the grapes are muta. So the question is, How can it give it time? Abaye says that it's considered mimi minei because they have the same time. So they have the same time. So how could it give it time in the grapes? The answer is the same time because both are sweet. But there is a variation. So since in the Ika Tam they are the same, even though, I mean, the grapes might be a little bit sweeter than the new wine or vice versa. So Abaye doesn't consider this variation, this slight variation, as long as basically they have the same time. So Mimele is considered Mimimine. So Mimele it has to be Mashu. It has to be Mashu. And Rove says, no. Vosashmo Azlina. So since they have different names, So Mimele, it's considered Min Shaloi Bimine. So Min Shaloi Bimine, so it only answers if it gives it time. But if it doesn't give it time, if it's of such minimal quantity that it doesn't give it time, so it doesn't answer. Masherin Kein, if you would have Tanim Afochim, then Rove himself would agree that the fact that the two items have opposite Tanim, that certainly makes it Min Shaloi Bimine. You see, according to Rove, so two items can become min shaloi b'minei on the basis of two phenomena. One is if they have tamim afochi, one is bitter and one is sweet. So then Rove is made that it becomes min shaloi b'minei, even though lechumre it will become min shaloi b'minei, even though they have the same tam, even though they have the same name. Even though they're the same name, and then Rove says that even if they don't have opposite time, just a slight variation in the same time, but if they have different names, so it's also considered Min Shaloi B'Minei. Now, and from the Taz it's much more that with Reise it becomes the Mishalim. Now let's see what it does. Elo da baye lo ich pas lei baye fresh meat. Kim da kapon li ka tam im shavi. U rove azlin un basar fresh au. Ve isa ben isen ta. Kim da habo ve kein in mine mach was khil kashen. Vine bi sho isor im gam kim plukte benen. Da heine bi sho isor im. She din un ben isen ta. Mi da rabon. Di im un atere sage bero bi bi mine. Nim zo bi do ko ze she yesh sa fresh benen. So na do es. La baye So what's the halacha, you see? In Yai Nesech, so Min Shaloi B'minei, so is B'nei Sinta, or Shishim. Shishim is indicative of no Nisinasta. And Min B'minei, Asas B'mash, in Kolat Yerekule, so Min Shaloi B'minei is B'nei Sinta, or Shishim, and Min B'minei, so Shishim is required Midraise, in collateral kole, by min shaloi b'minei, and by min b'minei in collateral kole, shishim is required by Rabbanon, and midraise will require only rov. So he says, so there'll be the same machlekes. Da'ine b'shor isurim, shedinom b'nei sintam mid Rabbanon. In other words, if it is min b'minei, so then we require shishim only mid Rabbanon. Dilum natere sagim rov, b'min b'minei. Nimtza b'dobo kozeh, shish tasefres b'neyem. Rabbaye have a min b'minei. Suppose you have a shayle of chamre chadete v'inve. In kol ha'teri kole, not yai mesach. But in kol ha'teri kole, in other iso. Where, let's say, the yayin happens to be osa. Not on the basis of yai mesach, but on other iso. It's like a kerem, I mean, whatever it is. Other iso. So then, suppose you have a taruvis of yai, osa. On the score of other Yisroel, that is with Nisarev, with Anovim of Heter, with Anovim of Heter. So then, he says, Le'abaye have a min b'mine. So min b'mine becomes bottle b'rov midrais. And Tam doesn't answer. So in other words, we see, of course, the Shach in Kuntrasach, and then there is a Soget. By the Shach in the Kuntrasache, neged the Daf Achrein of the Taz. So the Shach in the Kuntrasache is Masik against the Taz. Who is interested? As far as Tam Ki Ikea is concerned, who is interested in the question as to whether it's Min B'minei or Min Shaloi B'minei? That's not important, because the Aloha is Tam Ki Ikea. So in other words, if the Yisra gives a Tam of the Yisra in the Heter, so then it becomes also Midraise. Tam is like Ikea. Call it min b'minei, call it min shaloi b'minei, you can call it whatever you want. The name is not important. The fact that the Yisra gives it Tam, that's the asogia of the Kuntrasache and the Zafache. But, so we have to say at the very outset, even though the sheet of the Taz is strange, but one thing is clear, the Taz holds that it is of significance, whether it's considered a taruves min b'minei or it's considered a taruves of min shaloi b'minei. Because after all, where do we learn out the halacha of Tam Ki Ikea? From Mishchas Anovim. The Torah says that the nozer is not allowed to drink the water in which grapes were soaked. Why? Because when you soak grapes in water, so the water absorbs the tam of the grapes. So from that we learn how the halacha of Tam Ki Ikea. Mishchas Anovim. Now, when you soak grapes in water, what is it? Min b'minei or min shaloi b'minei? Obviously, min shaloi b'minei. So in other words, the tashit is that the isa deraisa of Tam Ki Ikea is limited only to min shaloi b'minei. Why dafke shaloi? The Shach says it's not limited to min shaloi b'minei. If it's min b'minei, and what does it mean min b'minei? Both at the same time, so it couldn't give it time. You couldn't detect a tam iser and a heter. They both have the same tam. Let's say if you have it aruves of bosa shchuto and bosa nevelo, and they both happen to be the same kind of meat, except that one was nishchat kiyuchot kidin and the other one dai yileo. But it's the same meat, and they both have the same tam.
So Mamela, there is no Isser of Tam Kikya, because there is no Tam. But if you can detect the Tam Isser in the Heter, so even if you call it Alpidin, Mimiminei, what difference does it make? Mimiminei, Mishaloi, Mimiminei, as long as it gives a Tam. That's the Sheet of the Shach. But the Sheet of the Tazi is no, that inasmuch as we learn how the Halacha of Tam Kikya, from Mishchas Anovim, and Mishchas Anovim, grapes and water, that certainly means Shaloi B'minei, from every point of view. So it's means Shaloi B'minei, so Mimele, the whole Isser, the whole Aloha of Tam Ki Iker, is that it's Osamid Raise, applies only to means Shaloi B'minei. But if Alpidin, it's means B'minei, then the Aloha, the Isser, the Raise of Tam Ki Iker doesn't apply. But the Taz does concede, if you have the Tim Rove, who says was a Shmuazlinen, so he holds that the name is also important. The fact that two items have different names in the Lashon Yodom, so that gives it a din, a status of min shaloi b'minei. But taimim afochim, everybody is made it. Let's say if the taimim are opposites, let's say one is bitter and one is sweet, not variations in the sweetness or in the bitterness or in the sourness, but opposite timing, so that certainly gives it the status of Minshaloi B'minei. But the tashit is that in view of the fact that we learn out from Mishras Anovim, so the whole Isser of Tam Ki Iker applies only to Minshaloi B'minei. But to Minshaloi, it doesn't apply. Now, how do two items become min shaloi b'minei? So according to Rove, they can become min shaloi b'minei by two ways. Either by virtue of the fact that the two items have opposite timing, then it becomes min shaloi b'minei midraise. So memele, the gzerzakosuf of Mishra Sanovim has application to it. Or even if they don't have opposite timing, but they have different names. So they also acquire a status of min shaloi b'minei. Mimele, the Rasakosov of Tam Ki Iker has application. This is the Tashi. It's a very strange thing. Right, so he says, V'nei b'shor yisurim yish gam kim plukte b'neihem. Da'ayne b'shor yisurim shedilom b'neis in Tam, midrabon. Dilom na'teir esage b'rov, b'min b'minei. Nimtso b'domo kozeh sheyesh tzah sefres b'neihem. La'abaye suppose yev itaruves in kolatere kolet. Not in Yainesach. But itaruves of new wine and grapes. So they have the basic tam is the same, but there is a variation. So the basic tam is the same. So since the basic tam is the same, in spite of the fact that they have different names, so it's considered min b'minei. So it's considered min b'minei. If it's min b'minei, so mimele, midraise becomes bottom b'rov. But we require shishim or midrabonon, v'inzorch samon gamon, u'rove. So it can acquire, two items can acquire a status of me, a relative status of me in Shaloi B'minei, by virtue of two phenomena. One, opposite timing, and one, different names. Now here, you don't have the phenomenon of opposite timing, but you have the phenomenon of different names. So Mimele Midrai said they acquire a status of me in Shaloi B'minei. So if they acquire a status of me in Shaloi B'minei, so Midrai said will require Shishim. And if you have Rov, let's say in the grapes, neged the new wine, so let's say, suppose it's a question of Truma. Let's say there is Taruves of new wine, of Truma, that was Nisarev with grapes. So according to Rove, so is Bosa Shmuazlinon, so it's considered like Minshaloi B'minei, and Minshaloi B'minei is B'nei Sintam, so even if you have Rov in the grapes, neged the new wine, it will become Oser. Unless, so it will be muter midraise only if you are sure that the new wine does not give, the new wine of Truma does not give a tam of wine in the grapes. And even though it's the same tam, the basic tam is the same, but there are variations. So the wine might be a little sweeter or on the contrary less sweet. So only if it will affect the grapes that it will be, it will have the same variation time of the wine. But if it will not affect the time of, it will not change the time of the grapes in any way, then it will be muter. But suppose it will change the time of the grapes, it will become less sweet on account of the taruves with the wine, or more sweet, whatever it is, so then it will be awesome with the rice. Awesome with the rice. Here's what he says. ומרוב לצורך סמה ודרייסה, דאבי כן אמיני, וכן בכל איזה חמרי, כייצי בזה בשור איסורים, הו והבאי מעטיר ובסמך, ורוב מדרבונון, ואף על פי שיש קצת שחיל ביניהם, מקום בו כמבוטל ברוב מעטיר. ועוד איתמה על זה, דרי גם מין במיני ממש, כאין בוסו עם בוסו, ודא יש בוסו שהוא טייב יסי המחווי ראי, ומעטים גם אחתיך אך שניר, מקום בו כמנקור אין איסם טעם בשביל זה, הוכנמי בזה. We also because he made it. All right, so Mele Yen says all the kashes of the Shach. All right, so this is where we did it. Now, I wanted to go over the first three sifim. And then, next time, we'll go over all the Taz and the Shachs up to Sifdalet. But we'll go over very thoroughly. And then, we'll try to go over the Mechaber and the Ramot of Sifdalet, and the Hay. Because Sivov deals already with